I've personally mentored over 2,500 agency owners over the past 5 years, and there's one thing for sure. Not all agencies are created equal. Whether it's your service or your niche or your location, there are hundreds of different agency combinations for you to choose from, and that's not an easy decision for you to make when you have no experience. Luckily for you guys, in this video, I'm going to be running through the exact agency framework that I would be following if I was starting an agency today and my goal was to have longevity, was to make a lot of money, and to have limited headaches. I say limited headaches because regardless of whatever business you launch, you're gonna have some kind of headaches. It's gonna be hard work. Now, I'm gonna be running through what has happened in the past, because for you to understand the future and what works now, you need to understand what we've done previous to get to this point. But I'm also gonna be predicting how this model is going to transform into 2024 and how you can lay foundations that are gonna future-proof you coming into next year. So let's jump straight into this. And I wanna start off, we're gonna use a Miro board because I want this to be visual. I wanna really just run through how the agency industry has changed and the SMMA model has changed since I started in 2017. And then we're gonna dive into the opportunity and the best model that you guys can follow. You'll literally be able to copy this framework and go out there and know for certain that you're starting an agency with the best opportunity, okay? That's gonna make you the most money with the least friction. Okay, so let's start off with our ICP, okay? So ICP is ideal customer profile. Okay, and this is the thing that we always kind of, this is the thing you want to choose first of all. Many people come into launching an agency and they pick their service first. Okay, many people, oh, I want to start a Facebook ad agency. Okay, cool, who are you going to work with? And then their service often will change around that individual niche. You don't truly know what somebody needs in order for you to help them increase their revenue until you start working with them. You can't pre-prescribe a business a specific service without understanding their business and what exactly they need. And so actually the right way to start an agency is by trying to think about your niche first of all, okay? Who do I actually want to work with? Who is my ICP? Okay, now let's say this is 2017. This is 2017 is when I started my agency. So this is what we're gonna start off with, okay? And so back in 2017, all SMMAs really were just local brick and mortar. Everybody starting in the SMMA industry started a local brick and mortar agency. And those we're talking about kind of restaurants, gyms, dentists. These are the three biggest niches that everybody went for. And we offered these guys typically a Facebook ad service. Okay, Facebook ads still is probably the lowest hanging fruit for 99% of you guys who want to get into business but have no service delivery experience. Facebook ads is the easiest way for you to generate return on investment for your clients, regardless of their niche, and even just leads for them as well, not just direct return on investment, but we can generate leads and then they will then close them leads down the line. We also then offered social media management. In fact, social media management was really the foundational service. The Facebook ads was kind of the bolt-on, but originally, SMMA, social media marketing agency, it was really social media organic marketing, okay? So we all delivered a social media management service where we'd manage somebody's Instagram page, we'd take their content on a monthly basis and we'd post it across their various different pages on Facebook, Instagram, etc., and write content. This was incredibly time consuming and this is something we stopped doing. My first five clients, I would say I signed up on social media management, maybe four clients. I outsourced it very, very quickly. And then after that point, I realized it was not worthwhile continuing doing. And so I just stopped offering that service. It was like $500 a month for social media management, but you're spending probably five times the amount of time that you're spending running Facebook ads for one tenth of the return on investment. So it just didn't make sense to continue doing that, but that is what we all used to offer. So let's talk about some of the pros to this model and let's talk about the cons. I think it's important to highlight that what we were doing is it was lead delivery, okay? You may have heard of appointment setting, and this is something that's only really been around for the last 2 years in the SMMA space. Okay, appointment setting has been around for ages. But back then when we would deliver a service, I didn't even know how to run Facebook ads for restaurants before I signed up my first restaurant client. I learned on the job. I wouldn't recommend you doing that today, but it's a testament to how easy it is to learn Facebook ads on a basic lead generation service. It was a new opportunity for clients back then, okay? Clients just, they didn't know about Facebook ads. And when we spoke about Facebook ads, it was very easy to position ourselves as an expert and therefore sign sign up clients with relative ease because we were coming to them with something new, something shiny. And so they hadn't been burnt by other agencies before who had run Facebook ads for them. It was a much easier sell. First of all, social media marketing or social media management was time consuming. And generally, we were going for low ticket niches, weren't really mindful of lifetime value. Restaurants were extremely low ticket. And also, we had a major issue with lead conversion. Back then, what we would do is we would run ads through to a landing page, we'd redeem a coupon, for example, and then we would gauge our success with our clients based on the amount of coupons that were downloaded. So for example, we've got a gym, you download a free gym pass, and then we'd say, oh, look, here are 15 people in the last week who have signed up for a free gym pass. Let me know if any of these names turn up. And then what actually happens is not many of those people actually ended up converting. Sure, we still got return on investment for our clients, but we had these repeat issues time and time again, where our clients would simply say, look, I know you're generating leads for me, but I can't convert them, or they're not converting, the lead quality is bad. And so agencies found themselves in this tricky situation where they were thinking they were delivering a great service because they were generating a lot of leads, but the clients were arguing that the leads were low quality because we weren't appointment setting back then. We weren't taking control of the sales process even after the lead had been generated. After the lead was generated, we just gave it over to the client, sometimes in just a CSV file, and we would trust that they were going to be able to convert them effectively, which didn't really work. Now, of course, hundreds of agencies did succeed with this model, but what happened as more and more jumped into the business model, it got more and more saturated, as with everything. And so restaurants, gyms, dentists, those niches stopped working for a while. Social media management stopped being a service we would offer, and many agencies got frustrated with clients complaining about lead quality. And then what happened a few years later is in 2021 or 2020, I think it was 2020 actually, COVID came along. And COVID brought, and we've all seen the news, 10 years worth of e-commerce advancement in a span of a couple of short months. And what that did for agency owners is it made them think, shit, I need to move over my niche. I need to get out of these issues that I'm having in local lead generation, and I need to start an e-commerce agency. And so we saw a flood of e-commerce agencies. So e-commerce brands. E-commerce brands are companies that just sell products online, okay? They typically don't have a brick and mortar location. Sometimes they got a store, but the main revenue comes from online sales. And so many of these agencies then moved over to the e-com model. These were typically like apparel brands, sports brands, jewelers. I'm just giving you some examples, even supplements. Okay, these are actually probably three of the biggest niches where people started off. They absolutely flooded this market. And the service still was Facebook ads, typically. We got rid of social media management, and other services were introduced, like TikTok ads, for example, and even content. I saw many agencies come from the local brick and mortar, move into a content agency, absolutely smashed it during this period. So what are the pros and cons to this? Now, the pros at the time were huge money to be made. I had clients 2020, 2021 paying me upwards of 30, 40 grand a month on massive performance-based deals. We would literally charge our clients 10% of the return on investment that we made for them, in some cases more than that. We were able to do this because the e-commerce industry was relatively naive or fresh to working with agencies on performance-based deals. And so it was a bloodbath. So many people absolutely cleaned up, including ourselves when we transitioned to e-commerce. The industry in general was just absolutely booming. Because of COVID, loads of people were in lockdown around the world, and because of that, they were sat at home buying products, and so e-com was just absolutely thriving. Agency owners absolutely killing it in the space, scaling from like 10k a month as a lead gen agency to 100k a month within the space of like 6 months, okay? It was like unheard of growth in the industry. But what are some of the negatives to this? Negatives were quick saturation. So many people jumped ships, moved over to e-commerce, and got there a little bit too late, and then not only started to lose their local brick and mortar clients, but then couldn't sign e-commerce clients because the top 1% of agencies had already claimed their spot, and therefore most brands only wanted to work with the top e-commerce agencies. And actually, this is kind of very true for how e-commerce agencies are right now. E-commerce agencies are a bloodbath, okay? It is dog eat dog. The top 1% of e-com agencies get the top 1% of brands, and the rest get shit brands and those that aren't making money that are an absolute nightmare. Negative to working with e-com brands as well is unpredictable results. As more and more brands advertise online, results fluctuate, and also it's not a copy and paste. You could work with one streetwear brand, okay, and get them incredible results, like 6x return on investment all day long. You could sign up another streetwear brand, which is only 100 miles away, same demographic, and not get them results. It's very unpredictable. You need to rely on content quite a lot. Most agencies don't have content creation capabilities. That can be expensive if you're just starting out. It's just not a good business model for beginners. It's not suitable for beginners. It's hard to learn. Just don't even think about starting an e-com agency if you're just starting out in this industry. And that advice still runs true to this day. Do not even think about starting an e-commerce agency. If you're watching this video, you haven't yet got an agency, I don't care. Do not start an e-com agency. Even if you've owned an e-com brand in the past, unless your brand did huge figures, like I say huge figures, like even if it did like six figures a month, okay, if it did six figures a month, cool, leverage that case study, use it for your agency. If you didn't have an e-com brand before, if you haven't worked with at least five e-com brands and you can talk about them publicly and you can use those case studies, don't even think about being in the e-commerce industry. It's not worthwhile unless you have leverage so you can compete with the top 1% of agencies like us guys who are in this industry right now. What you need to do is start a local brick and mortar agency or a lead generation agency. Okay, let's move on to the next bit and this will make more sense. So first of all, I just want to talk about, before we move on, pricing, because with e-com, you can get the average client is going to be paying a minimum of 2K and a maximum of 10K. Really, we found this to be the sweet spot between 2 and 5K for a client. Okay, so let's just say 5K. And for lead gen, okay, you're really looking at like 2K. For your average client. There's a lot more money to be made per client in e-commerce, and you could look at that and say, oh, well, you must be able to make more money in general then. Not actually the case, because what that means is you've got a lot more scope to lose revenue when a client actually comes and leaves you. I used to think as an agency, it would be better to have a small group of clients paying large monthly fees than having loads of clients paying small monthly fees. And that was until I was in that position and it bit me in the ass. And I lost 30% of my revenue from just three clients leaving our agency, which is a massive chunk. And it makes it incredibly hard for you to make strategic decisions on scale when you've hired all of these team members for this new revenue infrastructure and then 30, 40% of your client base leaves overnight. And this has happened time and time again to so many different agency owners. So my advice to you, regardless of what agency you start, is prioritize having a large number of clients paying you a smaller fee than having a small number of clients paying you a large fee, because you'll have so much more stability in your agency. You'll feel happier in your life. You'll sleep better because you're not worried about losing that big client. And you'll be able to make more predictable decisions when it comes to scaling your company without having to fear of shit going down. So local lead gen really is better, way better for a new start agency owner as far as the ICP is concerned. So what actually happened with many of these e-com agencies, like yes, loads did make money, okay, and many of them aren't around to this day. Many of them have actually transitioned. Only a few of these e-com agencies still stand to this day and that are still making over 100K a month because they are taking up the majority of the market share. So what I'm saying is, if you want to start an agency right now, don't even bother entertaining e-commerce. If you want to be able to sleep at night, you want to be able to make some money, e-com is going to be a big headache for you. And this is what so many agency owners recognized last year when they transitioned out of e-com and said, this is enough is enough. I can't retain clients at the level that I want to. I can't get new clients at the level I want to. Just as a caveat to this, it probably takes 10 times more cold outreaches to get an e-commerce client than it does to get a local brick and mortar client. Not even joking. And even if they're not local to you, just a lead generation client is going to be 10 times easier. At least you can send 50 emails and get a meeting with a local company or a lead gen company. You're gonna have to send 500 emails to get a meeting with an e-com brand. If your emails are great as well, you can actually do 20 cold calls to get a meeting with a lead generation client. There is nothing you could do in e-commerce to get 20 touch points to secure a meeting. Not a chance. In one isolated scenario, sure, but not at scale. No way. So what happened is so many of these agencies moved out of lead gen, out of e-com and moved back into lead generation. And this time we're being more creative with the niches. We're expanding out all different niches. We've got home improvements, we've got real estate and so on. I don't need to run through them all. Watch the video I put out on this channel ranking 100 niches in order of hard, medium, easy and avoid. That'll help you out if you're stuck on an ICP to get started with. Typical service still is Facebook ads, but what we're doing now is appointment setting as well. And this model is absolutely killing it, because what we're doing by introducing appointment setting. And to reiterate what appointment setting is, it's the act of not only generating leads for your clients, but then calling up those leads or sending them an SMS or an email flow, whatever way you're doing it, and booking those leads in with the client. It's making sure that you're following the end-to-end sales process on behalf of the client to ensure that those leads actually convert. Because the truth be told, most businesses do not have a good sales process at all. The sales process is terrible. And so you cannot trust that your clients are going to be able to close the leads that you're generating. And that was the issue we were having in 2017, until one bright spark said, you know what, why don't we just appointment set for our clients? And then when one agency does it, another one jumps onto it, and all of a sudden, over the course of 6 to 12 months, it becomes a new industry standard. Don't even bother starting a lead gen agency if you're not prepared to do some kind of appointment setting. If you want me to create a video on appointment setting, by the way, guys, let me know in the comments, and I'll create a video on best appointment setting framework. I recommend using Go High Level with an SMS flow and calling up those leads. It's very, very easy. It's basically a customer service call. In fact, I actually hosted some of these calls in our recently series called Reno Reach, where I launched a brand new agency from scratch. I then signed up some clients within 4 days. I generated them some leads. I then called those leads, booked them in, and they closed jobs for a home improvement business. Okay. If you want to, I'll put a link in the description. You can go check out that video and you can watch me doing appointment setting calls and going through that process. But I can create a more in-depth video in the future if you want me to. Okay, so pros are direct ROI. End-to-end ROI, easy to learn. Again, like, this is easy stuff. Like running Facebook lead form ads and generating leads and then calling them up like a customer service call, it is so easy. Trust me, if you're watching this right now and you're thinking, oh man, I don't know if I can do this, anyone can do this. You just have to have a willingness to learn. Sure, you are going to get objections. Sure, you're going to be told no. It's not going to be, I say easy to learn. I'm talking easy in retrospect to business in general. It's such a low hanging fruit business model. Anybody can do this with the willingness to learn. It's just repetition and just understanding the right things to say and the right buttons to click. Like, trust me. Cons. What are some of the negatives to this? Well, appointment setting is time consuming. And this is probably the biggest issue that people have been facing over the last 12 months. Appointment setting is time consuming. Beforehand, in 2017, when we were running ads for clients, okay, we'd run their Facebook ads, we'd send them over a CSV, a spreadsheet of all the leads, and then we were done. There was no extra time spent. Now, if we generate our clients 30 leads in a month, you've then got to call up those leads and make sure that they actually convert. Sure, not all of them are going to convert. You're going to get drop off, but that's a lot of time because not everyone's going to pick up their phone straight away. And so over the course of a week of working with 2 or 3 or 4 clients, you end up spending a lot of your time very quickly appointment setting on behalf of your clients. And so what you're going to need to do is you're going to need to hire an appointment setter, a virtual assistant in your agency, which realistically is only going to cost you between $600 and $800 per month, which is going to be literally the price of one single client. So it's well worth doing so, but it is, at least in the initial stages, quite time consuming. Average client is probably still averaging around back to where we were in 2017, around $2,000 per month. But that is great because you can sign these guys up in abundance. You've got a direct return on investment that you're tracking for them. You're following the end-to-end sales process. They're going to stay with you for an extremely long time. You're going to have very low churn in your agency. Churn is the rate of which you're losing clients. And you're going to have so much more stability. This is what we all should have been doing back in 2017. But we were so caught up in social media management and firing over leads that we just couldn't see it back then. And that's just how it works, right? We mold and we build an industry together collectively. We've crowdfunded? No, it's like the agency industry is this open source piece of code that everybody's just been chipping away at over the past 3 or 4 years to get to where we are. That's one of the benefits of the agency industry being so popular online. We have this group of people that all want to start an agency, that are intelligent and hungry for success, that are competing over the same thing in many cases, and are therefore forced to innovate and change this industry, set new standards, evolve it faster than it would do organically, and hence we have new models like the lead gen appointment setting model that so many people are absolutely killing it with right now. And there is no doubt in my mind that this is the best opportunity for new start agency owners who want to start an agency with limited experience, want to make money, and want the lowest friction. Okay, of course you're still going to have to work hard, but this is your best opportunity if those are your goals. There's not anybody who owns an AI agency, a CRO agency, a short form agency. There's not a single person on the planet that would debate me and try and convince me that their model is better than this for beginners, because it simply is not, and that is a fact. If you want to make money and you're just starting out, a lead generation agency with an appointment setting hybrid is what you want to do. You have a broad audience of people and you provide a solution to the mass market that they actually need. A fundamental solution which is helping them make more money. So how is this going to change going into 2024? What innovations are we going to see take place? And how can you guys make the most of these right now and keep an eye on this technology so you can get ahead of the rest? Okay, so let's jump into this and I'm just going to list these innovations. Strategies that people are trying out that are improving on this existing model. And now, as I've established, one of the biggest things and most annoying things with the current model is it's quite time consuming to do appointment setting on behalf of your clients. Okay, when you generate them leads and you have to contact them to book them in or generate a sale, it can get quite time consuming. And so the best solution for this is AI appointment setting chatbots. There's a bunch of these online at the moment. They're quite expensive for now, but they are going to get cheaper and cheaper as they become more readily available. These are simply chatbots that you can plug into tools like Go High Level that'll speak to your clients' leads automatically and get them booked in for appointments or meetings or sales, whatever the end goal is, automatically on your behalf. Okay, they're incredible. And they objection handle and you feed them in with the data, and of course you will need to show them the sales process, but once you've got this thing set up, they're incredible at converting. Now, it is important to note that you can't just set up a chatbot and be done with it, run ads, generate leads, leave the chatbot, because if you want to convert as many of those leads as possible, you need to be calling them up as well. Calls will convert the absolute best, okay, and that's going to cost you a lot of time as well. But, and this technology isn't there yet, but I want you guys to look out for this, is AI call bots. I've been outreached now multiple times by a couple of different companies that have produced AI call bots that will literally call your client's leads and then go back and forth and appointment set them and so on. Literally imagine a bot like a ChatGPT, which is having a conversation with you and you're doing it by a chatbot, but instead it's feeding that text straight into a text-to-speech creator, whatever, generator, and then instantly firing it back over the phone. Now, I've listened to some of these calls, and they're not there yet. It does sound a little bit robotic. Actually, the voice is pretty good, but the response time is maybe 1 second too long, but it's going to catch up very, very quickly, and this will become the industry standard, as will this. These two things will become the new industry standard. Mark my words, you heard it here first. AI chatbots, AI call bots will be what every lead generation agency are using going into 2024, okay? So try and get ahead of these. That doesn't mean try and run before you can walk and set up AI chatbots from day one with all your new clients before you even know how to appointment set yourself. I would recommend you learning how to appointment set yourself first. How can you feed a bot with the information you need to? How can you feed it with a good script? How can you feed it with a good sales process if you do not know a good sales process yourself? It's a great learning exercise, so get on the phones and appointment set yourself first, but be mindful of these technologies for when they are great, okay? This is how lead gen agencies are going to change the game. Next thing is hyper-personalization. Hyper-personalization through outreach. By hyper-personalization, I'm not talking about sending an email to someone and saying, hey, first name, I like your company name. That's not hyper-personalization, that's just an import field. I'm talking about creating completely personalized AI-based videos that look like you, sound like you, that have a completely personalized script that you didn't even write yourself, and sending those out to potential clients. I'm talking about getting a list of 1,000 leads, plugging in an AI cold calling chatbot and having it call through all those leads and booking meetings on your behalf. That technology, whilst scary, is also incredibly exciting. This technology is going to be in our hands before we know it, and those of us that adopt it will make all of the cream. The issue with it is when everybody starts using it, it'll stop working. And then we're probably going to see, similar to what myself and Brett were talking about in the recent interview on my channel, if you haven't watched that, you should check it out. We're probably going to see, when so many people are using these technologies, the introduction of blockchain technology to validate that it's actually legitimate and it's actually you doing it. So AI-based cold calls will end up being illegal. That I can't imagine that lasting too long. AI-based outreach will be validated through the blockchain on whether it's you and it's legitimate. And we are going to come into some issues in the future surrounding those technologies. But in the short term, even if we get use of it for 6 months, you want to be on top of this so you can milk it and you can make as much money as you possibly can. And then we'll probably come back full circle and we'll always be going door to door again, knocking on local Business is doors. Maybe, who knows? But we'll innovate. It doesn't matter. Things go up, things go down, things work, they stop working. We innovate and we mold. That's what we do as business owners. And as a collective, as this agency industry, we're all equally as responsible for making sure that we innovate this industry. And it's just an incredibly exciting path ahead. Now, instead of talk about other agency opportunities like AI or CRO or web or email or creative, there are so many different short form agencies that fad that didn't last very long. Well, not a fad. Some people need short form content agencies, but there's no opportunity for you there. Don't go start a short form agency. It's so oversaturated with low quality agency owners. I probably get outreach by about 50 of them every single week. But if you want to start one of these alternative agencies, alternative services, you have to have experience in them to start off with. If you don't, then you need to earn your stripes through starting a lead gen agency, through starting something which is more easy, and then move into that down the line. For example, Hamby Media, who is a creative agency owned by a guy called Lucas. In 2018, he's quit his job, started Mentorship with me, started a lead generation agency, scaled up to 10K a month, moved into e-commerce, started running ads, it's still for those, smashed it, but then realized he had a flair for creative, realized he enjoyed creative an awful lot more. Transitioned his agency naturally and organically into a creative agency and has now worked with some of the biggest industry leading brands in the world. You've probably got some of their items in your home and Lucas recorded their content for them. But he started as a humble lead generation agency, and he gained sales experience, gained confidence, gained understanding over an industry, understood what they needed, understood a gap in the market, and therefore placed himself in it. And that is the natural progression that you need if you're moving into a different agency. And even still, you need to question in your mind whether moving into a specific service niche is even worthwhile in the first place. Because as a business owner, you have the choice. You go hyper niche and you go for a small pool of people that are willing to pay a lot of money, or you go broad mass market where there is more opportunity and you can have more stability and more options. When we look at things like AI automation right now, as it stands right now, and I believe this will change in the future, but as it stands right now, the only service to deliver is an internal chatbot. Well, who wants an internal chatbot for their staff? Large companies that can afford to develop one of those for 2, 5, 10K, whatever you want to charge for it, but a kind of company that has already got their client acquisition nailed down. That is a small subsection of the entire market. When we're talking about lead generation, we're talking about delivering a service that every single business on the planet needs. So if I lost everything I own tomorrow and I had to start a brand new agency from scratch, this is exactly what I would do.